Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Plowman by Jane E. Silver, Colorado, USA. In my young life, during the time that my father was very ill, my brothers and I were placed in foster care so that my mother could do what had to be done, earn a living. This was a completely voluntary solution, but necessary since we were all very young. An agency through the Catholic Diocese and Los Angeles County screened these households during the early 1950s and compensated those providing service. Some people apparently see foster care as a great way to supplement one's income. All looked rosy when we first took up residence. My two brothers shared a room, and I, the little girl, had her very own room. The woman of the house was all sweetness and light when my mother was around.
"Your children will feel right at home here."
The man of the house had a hangdog expression, speaking infrequently and trying to be a buffer. "I won't assail you with tales of physical abuse. Suffice it to say, the nightly ritual of dinner was agonizing. Once, this woman prepared a pork roast and ate the cracklings at the kitchen table while we were required to watch. We were taunted about whether or not we had been good enough to enjoy this treat. Evidently, we had not been. And man, I was glaring and salivating. We were removed soon enough from this place. However, there was a silver lining. This household was located in a part of Los Angeles that was just being developed and had acres and acres of wild areas. My older brother managed to survive all assaults, mental and physical, by finding a secret place in these wilds and disappearing. One day I followed him. I came upon him crouched on the ground, digging. I crept up tentatively and asked what he was doing. He said he was building a miniature African fortress. We two then proceeded to spend hours scraping the earth, evacuating the compound. We built huts and animal enclosures. We dug root cellars. A high observation tower was constructed by stripping twigs for twine to tie everything together. We enclosed all with a strong high wall made out of available twigs and bark. It was a wonderful sight to behold in complete miniature. We left the fort that night, planning to return when we could continue our refinements. A few days later, we went back. Our hearts sank. The field had been plowed. We ran to the place we remembered. And there, intact, with a distinct path around it, was our fort. We just stood there, looking at each other and smiled. I can only imagine what had occurred. Some big, hulking, sunburned man and this huge cultivator had somehow seen our little construction. He must have gotten out of his rig, squatted down, studied it, and seen the intricacies and joy that went into it and decided to go around. I forever bless you, kind sir, a miniature gesture of the highest order.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Heroic Stories is copyright 2014. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for subscription information and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.